In Northwest news from KPLU, the Port of Seattle and airlines agree improvements at the airport are needed to handle growing numbers of international passengers. The question is, who pays for the expansion? KPLU business and labor reporter Ashley Gross has the story.
Traffic at SeaTac International Airport has been booming and is expected to keep climbing. But there's dispute among airlines about how to pay for a new international arrivals facility. It would be a spot for people to go through customs and pick up their baggage. Alaska Airlines, United, American, and other airlines recently sent a letter to the Port Commission saying the upgrade should be paid for primarily by users of the facility, not shouldered by, say, domestic passengers. In response, the Port Commission has now voted to take a fresh look at the project over the next 90 days, with input from all airlines. Port Commissioner Stephanie Bowman.
I would love to have a circumstance where we can come up with hopefully a compromise, but we've got to build this facility and we have to move forward.
The projected cost of the project has swelled to more than $600 million from an earlier estimate of about $350 million. Airlines such as Alaska say the project mostly benefits Delta Airlines, which has been rapidly expanding at SeaTac and adding domestic and international routes. A Delta spokeswoman says the airport needs a new international arrivals building to help cement the Puget Sound region's status as a, quote, global commerce center. Ashley Gross, KPLU News.